second. I don't have to worry about like what my significant other wants to do or if they want to join me, or like I don't have to worry about people's feelings anymore. I can just go out, do whatever, say whatever.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.
Bonjour, you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad, and today we have an amazing show, of course, with nothing but amazing guests. She's a trailblazer, the first ever NXT Women's Champion, a former two-time WWE Divas Champion, an AEW Women's World Champion, an author, a podcaster, and so much more, the one and only Saraya. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing? How's your day?
I'm good. Okay, so first off, as a dog owner as well, the name of your dog?
Oh, so I have three. This is Roxy, and then I have Lobster and Ozzy.
Okay, so I tested, I have one dog, and she's a lot. I travel all over with her. I tested having two dogs for about a week, and I couldn't do it. So how do you do three dogs?
Oh my gosh, you know, it is very hard. It is very, very hard to have a lot of animals. And like, it's funny, I've actually never been asked this question before, because it's a lot, but I love them, and they're obedient dogs. They do listen to me, but they do have their moments, especially when I'm trying to do like media and stuff, that they think that's the perfect time to start going batshit crazy. But most of the time they're pretty good and easy. I got lucky with my dogs for sure.
Okay. All right. So let's get into your podcast, Rule Breakers with Saraya. Podcasting, I've been doing it for quite some time. And when people say they want to get into it, it's like, yeah, that's great. But there's so much work involved. So what was the hardest part as far as like doing this podcast?
Yeah, it's everything. I feel like everything, like, again, everyone does have a podcast, but like, I respect everybody that has one, because like you said, it is a lot of freaking work. Like the amount of like, we had to switch out the camera so many times because like, sorry, my dog is just, go down, please. It's like, we had to switch out the camera, switch out the light, and we had to like wrangle guests like all like last minute, which also is the hard part, especially because I'm based in California. So I was trying to get people the last second, and that was like very difficult. And then also with the editing process, like it's just everything about it is awesome, but it is very time consuming. I wouldn't say it was like super difficult, you know. I feel like if you put some time and energy into it, like you'll get it, but it is hard, especially when you want to ask questions that no one's asked before and all that kind of stuff. It's very time consuming, and it is difficult in many, many ways, and it's exhausting too. You have to bring in so much of your energy, and like doing back-to-back interviews too, you have to keep that same like hype and stuff. But I've loved it. It's definitely been a great experience. It's a lot harder than I thought it was gonna be, you know. And like I said, it is easy after a while once you start getting it, but at the beginning it's hard. You're like, oh crap, like I have to, especially if you have guests that don't really speak a lot, so you have to like pull that out of them, you know. You're just like, oh, please answer the question more than one sentence, you know. So it's like, that's a little difficult too. There's a lot of difficultness about it, but I'm really grateful and I love it, and it is fun. Like, that's rewarding, you know, and something different than what I've been doing, you know. So yeah, I've been really excited about it.
I think it was in Chicago where I think Renee and yourself, like, you hinted at as far as a podcast, and you know, you also talked about you and Renee being on Total Divas together, and I saw you guys on the red carpet in Los Angeles. It's very clear. I mean, she did the opening for your book. It's very clear you guys are best friends.
Matching tattoos.
And you have matching tattoos. So are we looking at a possible additional podcast, another reality show, like, you know, Saraya and Renee take on America? What is something on that?
Sorry.
No worries, you're good.
Apologize. So it's always a freaking circus. I would love to do something like that. Me and Renee planned a podcast together for a very long time. It's just like life takes over, you know. And so like, if there's an opportunity that comes up where we get to do something together, we jump on it every single time. Like, so if there's a reality show, I would love to do that with her. If she wanted to be on the podcast and co-host with me, I would love to have her on, you know. Like, just anything she wants to do, like, I adore her, I worship the ground she walks on. Like, I would literally, like, you know, give my kidney for this woman. So like, whatever she wants to do, I'm there. And like, she did such a good job on, you know, the foreword, and like, oh my god, her and John. I mean, John did an amazing review of the book too. Like, I was like, wow. And like, a lot of people were like, how did you get John to do a review and speak so many words? Because even if you know him, he's kind of like a reserved person, but also John and Renee, they're my homies. They love me. Like, you know, like they're just, they wanted to help out and they did. They went above and beyond, you know?
I mean, it's true friends. What I really loved was in the book when you're referencing like your kind of the moment where you were just not in there at the best time and she kept calling. And that's really a true friend because I understand people give up, but the love there.
Yeah. And she pulled up to my house too. She was like, I'm coming to the house. You know, she wanted to check in with me physically. She never gave up on me. There was friends that like kind of gave up and I understand at the same point, but like you see who your true friends are in your darkest hours, that's for sure. And Renee yep. was just one of those people. And yeah, we've just been, I mean, we've been close the whole time. We've known each other for the past 13 years. You know, I've just been very lucky to be her friend for sure.
So a lot of differences. So, I mean, we're not going to get into the fact that you left AEW, but you're also newly single.
Yeah, so at the end of the book, I was like, gosh, I wish I could change it just to update everybody, you know, but it was already like printed and sent out and all that kind of stuff. So I'm like, gosh, I'm gonna have to do a book too. But you know, I am single. I am not with AEW anymore. So there's like, it just ended differently to how the book ended, you know, like mm-hmm. It's just life takes you to a different spot, you know, and I'm very grateful that, you know, I'm solo now and get to do my thing and just concentrate myself. I think it's important to take a break from relationships for a second and just like be selfish, you know, and like I haven't really been selfish in a long time. I haven't been out of a relationship in like a decade, you know. It's just like I think it's time people see Soraya in all her glory and not that kind of glory, you know. I don't want that joke to be made on the internet, but
we'll cut that part out.
No, you can keep it in. I like to make jokes. No, you can keep it in. I make jokes about it all the time. It's good to make jokes. But yeah, I'm just I'm happy and I love being happy, you know. It's been great. I didn't realize how happy I could be by just putting myself first, you know.
Yeah. So is there anything like solo wise that you're like, I mean, not necessarily like I love being single, but it's just kind of like, man, if I wasn't single, I wouldn't be able to do this stuff. So there are certain things that you like, you really appreciate.
You know, I just like, I love my alone time. So like waking up in the mornings and like the peacefulness of the morning and not no one being there, or like, I don't have to worry about anybody, you know, like in the back of my head, like not saying about flirting or that's not what I'm saying. But like, if I want to go somewhere like last second, I don't have to worry about like what my significant other wants to do or if they want to join me, or like, I don't have to worry about people's feelings anymore. I can just go out, do whatever, say whatever, you know, like do whatever the heck I want. And I love that freedom, you know. This year I kind of like, it's like a fresh start across the board. And I love that, you know, like I'm no longer with AEW. I no longer have a boyfriend. I'm like starting this whole new life of like, I'm going into acting. I have a role that's coming up, which is like a big role that I never thought I would get. And like, I can't talk too much about it, but like, I am starting to film it in a couple of days. And like, I'm just really excited. I'm like, I can go do this now. Like I can just go and put all my energy and all my focus and like be busy every single day. Cause obviously you have to make time for your significant other, you know, and that's the part where I'm like, I don't have to do that anymore. I just like, I'm like, okay, Spray, what do you want to do today? Let's go do this. Like, you don't have to worry about making sure that you get that alone time with whoever you're with. I can just go for like, I can pick up and go wherever I want for like 2 weeks straight, you know, and just like not have to text anybody. Not, you know, it's just nice. It's nice across the board. It's nice.
It's definitely nice. And, you know, move on to the other part. But as far as like AEW, and you referenced it kind of in the book, there's a moment in the book where you're like, I need to come out of this darkness. Now, as far as AEW, not saying that's darkness, but where was the moment for AEW where it's like, okay, it's time for me to move on and do other things?
Yeah, so I had a great time within AEW. It was fun, but I feel like I was coming to the end of my path there. Like, there's only so much I could do. Like, my initial thought about coming into AEW was just to help the division grow a little bit. And like, you know, I'll eat a pin here and there. Like, I'm fine with that. If it helps anybody, like, that's all I cared about doing. And then it got to a point where I was just like, okay, like, I've done that. What's left for me to do? Okay, like, maybe face Mercedes, right? And we were both up for it. But unfortunately, like, timing wasn't right. And then I didn't want to wait until my contract ended, you know, because I wanted to move on. I wanted to go get my feet wet outside of wrestling, you know, so that wasn't something I wanted to re-sign into. And I'm like, I don't want to wait and stay at home and, you know, like take anybody's spot for something, you know. I'm just like, I'd rather make peace and peace out for a little bit. So yeah, it started, like, I started thinking about this in like November last year, you know, and I was just like, I need to take a break just for my mental health in general. Like, you know, around that time I was just going for a breakup and I just needed time to like focus on myself and like, you know, think about what I wanted in my life and all that kind of fun stuff. And then Tony was great. He gave me the time off, and that was wonderful. I'm really thankful for that. And then while I was having my time off, I was just like, do I need to go back? Like, do I, am I needed? I don't think I'm needed, you know? You know, I just feel like I was just more in a sit and duck kind of thing. And I was like, I don't want someone to waste their money on me either. You know what I mean? So I was like, all right, time for me to bow out. And Tony was amazing with it. It ended up being mutual, which is great. He was like, let's do it. Like, that's perfectly fine. He was extremely supportive about my, you know, my future endeavors. And he encouraged me, and the door was left open, you know, which is great. And yeah, it was just a lot of brainstorming on my time off where I was like, okay, now it's time for me to bow out gracefully, I guess.
You've had like so many great moments. You know, you have NXT, you have the Divas, you have Rock telling you you're getting a movie, you have the Rock letting you know that you're going to win a championship, you have AEW in London, and I'm sure there's other, I mean, I count getting a dog as a great moment too.
yeah.
When you wake up, or when you think of like your life, what is the one moment that you're like, damn, I can't believe that was me, I did that?
The whole thing. The whole thing. It's like, I woke up like the day my book got released and I started like having an anxiety attack, right? But then my phone started just blowing up with all the people that are supporting me and love me. And I was so grateful to know that I was in a spot right now where I only have positive people surrounding me. And I just reminded myself, like, holy crap, like I went through so much and I got through it, and I'm just so bloody proud of myself, and I'm so proud of this book, and I'm so proud that I finally opened up, because I'm not someone that likes to talk about her feelings ever. So it's very nice. I think it's the generation we come from, honestly. Yeah. We're kind of like, if we fall over, we brush ourselves back up and carry on, you know? It's like our generation of people, I'm not saying that we're old in any way, it's just millennials and on. Mm-hmm. We just got taught that was just the way to be, you know? And so it was like very odd to wake up one day and be like, oh my God, my diary's on the internet, you know? it's intense, but I'm so proud of myself. I'm so proud of the whole thing.
Yeah, there was so, like, the moment that maybe I was in the gym listening to it, shout out to Spotify for giving, having that option. The moment that kind of made me tear up was when you spoke to your dad, when kind of everything blew up and you're kind of like, oh my God, my phone's up, just on me. And your dad had like the best words ever. Like, sharing those moments was just like, cause I'm the same one too. I just don't like to share too many feelings. Like, you get what you get. But yeah, that was like, oh my gosh, like that was, it's really kudos in doing that.
Yeah, you know, my dad, like throughout the book, you can tell he's like a tough love kind of dad. Mm-hmm. But in that particular moment, I needed that side of him, but also like the comedic side of him, because the perfect way to like get me to be better is to a little bit of comedy, you know? I don't want people to feel sorry for me. I don't like people that like, you know, rub my back too much and be like, oh, it's going to be okay. No, I need someone to like make a joke with me. I need someone to like give me like the tough love that my dad gives me, you know? So at that moment, I was just like, this could make or break my life right now, you know. This could be the end of me, this could be my last day on this earth, you know. And I'm so thankful now. I can't believe I was in that headspace, but I'm so thankful now that I answered my dad's phone call and he just changed my life, completely saved it.
Now, the Soraya that you are today, if you were to talk to your younger self, what singular piece of advice would you give her?
So I've been asked this, and my first initial thought is don't have sex on camera. And which is a big one. Don't be an idiot like that, please.
Yeah.
But also, like, you know, I would just tell her that you're going to have a hell of a ride. It's going to have its ups. It's going to have its downs. The downs are going to be really bad. But you're about to be the happiest you've ever been. So I'm just telling her to keep going. You know, she's got this.
And there has been, I mean, you've been done so many interviews, and there has been rumors where it's like you're open to going to WWE across the board, not just WWE, just the women's division in general, across all platforms. Are there certain matches or storylines after the acting career? If you can make it happen, what and who would you have a match with?
First of all, it would be Mercedes, of course. I feel like that's like a built-in story. Like, we need that to happen at some point in our careers. I think that'd be really great. And then I would love to face Rhea or be in a tag with Rhea. I feel like, you know, the first goth going against the modern goth, you know, would be really great. I would love to tag with AJ again down the road. I feel like that would be amazing. There's a lot of people I want to wrestle. Like, there's no one in particular I'm like, I have to do this. I have to. Because I just want to wrestle everybody. I want to, like, bring it back with Natty, Nikki. Like, I want to wrestle Liv Morgan, Bianca Belair, Trin. Like, there's just so many people I want to wrestle. Like, Chris Statlander again. Like, there's just so many. But I need to go and get, I need to train. That's what I need. I need that moment where I can spend a few months with Natty and go to a training school and really get myself back. Cause I feel like, yeah, I never fully got myself there. And I'm just like, I need Natty to like help me with that. So I'm excited. I'm going to go there this year. I'm going to go over to the dungeon with her, and she's going to help me out, find myself again.
And so now let's break it up to two camps. Your most memorable moment at AEW, minus winning the championship. It could be like being in the women's locker room, et cetera. And your most memorable moment with WWE.
My debut with AEW is a big deal. I love that. And I do. The women's locker room holds a big special place in my heart. I love every single one of them. They all sent me a video yesterday while they were in the locker room just saying, "We miss you." And it was just like, it was really sweet. It made me tear up because I'm not very good at goodbyes too. So I was like, I'm sorry I didn't come to the show to say goodbye, but like, you know, they are special women and I love them. And then in WWE, oh my gosh, I was there for a long time, dude. Like, mm-hmm. Oh my God. Of course, winning championships were like a big part of it. But like, when I came back the first time from my neck injury, I just remember getting so much love from like Hunter and Stephanie and that, you know, and like, I was about to have like the biggest anxiety attack. This is one of my first comeback. And I was just about to walk out and the promo where I'm like, I'm back. And then Sonya and, you know, but I was in Gorilla and I was like, just I was crouched down and I was like, oh my God, like they're going to hate me and they're not going to want me here. This is awful. And then Stephanie comes up and she grabs me and she picks me up and she gives me a big hug and she whispers, "This will always be your house, right?" She was like, go out there, take in the moment. She said, if they start chanting, don't say anything, just take it in. Enjoy your time, your home, your bag. Enjoy it. And that was probably my favorite moment because it's Stephanie McMahon. But also, she was right. It was good to just soak it in and stand there and just like feel the love that I had for coming back, you know? So yeah, probably that.
And so you were doing that, like gaming a lot. So say if we put you in WWE 2K, the game again, and they had something called the Saraya Special, what would it be?
The Saraya Special?
Yeah, if you could create it, what would it be?
Like a type of match or something?
What would, like, moveset? Oh. Like, if you could create something Saraya, like, what would it, would you put certain moves together, or how would that look?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, if I could be in it again, like, I would just want to be in it again as part of the Saraya Special where I have all the moves. But I guess, like, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. I would have to, like, brainstorm that a little bit more. That's a good one. You stumped me. I don't know.
Okay. I like a good stump.
You stumped me. Yeah. I have an answer for everything.
It 10 years ago, because, you know, you did talk about, I mean, they did a whole movie and how that happened 10 years ago after, you know, The Rock has now told you that, you know, you're going to have a movie about your life. But in addition to, you're going to have all these moments and also be an author and also have your own podcast and all the things. How would you react to that?
If he told me that, I would say, is that what you're asking?
If you current day were to tell yourself in the past.
I believe it. I didn't think the movie was actually going to happen. I didn't think being a Divas champion was actually going to happen. You know, I was crying my eyes out, but I was like, there's no way this could be real. You know, I wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't think that I would do all these wonderful things. I wouldn't feel like, you know, I would have such a big impact like I have, because I still second guess myself to this day. You know, I'm like, people don't care about me. People hate me. People this, people that, you know, like, I mean, like, I can get insecure about these things. So like, especially when I was her age, you know, I'm like my age back then. It's just, I would not believe it, but I think it was pretty damn cool. Yeah.
Two more questions. You talked about singing in the book. You'd like doing karaoke. One go-to karaoke song, like, okay, we're going to K-Town tonight. What's the one song that you pick first?
Yeah, so I would always sing Kings Leon, You Somebody, because it's not too hard, you know? So I would always sing that when I was drinking. I have a huge phobia of it now.
But I mean, okay, I was going to try to convince you, but I've been taking therapy, so I'm not going to do that. We're not going to do that. I appreciate that. And then another thing that you referenced was Cheesecake Factory.
Yes.
And the menu. What are your favorite items at Cheesecake Factory?
Okay, so I like the mac and cheese balls, the fried mac and cheese balls. Oh, that's so
still?
Good. So delicious. It's so good. I love cheese. Any kind of cheesecake is fine with me. Like, okay. I'm a big fan of cheesecake. I'm trying to think. I love pasta, so any of their pasta dishes, but like the fried mac and cheese bowls are my favorite.
Do they not put you to sleep? I feel like.
Oh, no. I can eat them and go about my day perfectly fine. I mean, I'm probably going to run to the bathroom and shit my pants, but like, I love it.
All right. So we also caught you on the red carpet. You referenced the Bellas as far as them having their own movie. Aside from the Bellas, which other female wrestler, who do you think should have get another movie as well?
Ooh, that's a good one. I would love, not so much, I mean, she's not so much a wrestler, but I would like Stephanie to get a movie. I feel like her life is extremely interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she's been through a lot. She's seen a lot. Like, you know, like she's had some amazing things in her life too. I feel like that would be a very interesting movie. Yeah.
And then last question, favorite TV show. What are you watching right now?
Friends. I always watch Friends. I'm a psycho with Friends. My dog's named after, like, you know, Friends. It's like, I will have it on all day, every day. Like, and if that's not on for some reason, it would be The Office. But like, Friends. I love that show. I'm a psycho.
So no new, no show, like Friends is like on. Like,
yeah, I mean, I'll watch The Challenge, White Lotus. I'm about to start watching the second season of Severance. I do watch a lot of TV shows. I try and keep up with everything. But like, if I'll wait at nighttime till I'm in bed to watch those TV shows. Okay. But just in the background all day, it will be Friends.
All right. And last thing before we get out of here, you have two big projects, the podcast and the book. Yes. Why should people go and watch the podcast, and why should people go and buy your book?
Well, the book is, if you've seen the movie, that's tame compared to my life. And the movie just, I mean, it's just a certain timeline from when I got signed to when I won the Divas Championship. This book is about every part of my life. It's from when I was a kid up until I won the AEW Women's Championship. It's raw, it's real, it's intense. It will make you cry. It will make you mad in some places, like, you know, make you happy in some places. But it's a good book. I put 2 years into it, so you better fucking go watch, fucking buy it, fucking whatever, please. But then also, when it comes to the podcast, we're trying to be just a little bit different. So it's like interviewing meets Jackass. So we start off just a little bit timid, you know, with like the Jackass segments, but they're going to get increasingly crazier. And like, if you're watching the show, feel free to go in the comments and suggest certain segments that you want to see where I get to torture my guests a little bit. But yes, if you're into that kind of life and you're into that kind of like craziness, then yeah, then I feel like you would love my show. And it's full of misfits too. It's like anyone that has, you know, done the right thing their whole life or is an angel their whole life ain't on my show.
There it is. Well, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to, I guess the next two books about your life, because there's so much more to do. So I really appreciate you taking the
time. Thank you, babe.
All right, folks, that was Saraya. She is so amazing. Make sure you check out her podcast and also check out her book, Hell in Boots. Other than that, my name is TK Trinidad. You can check me out everywhere at TK Trinidad. And you can check out Women's Wrestling Talk on all social media platforms at www.talkpod.com. Till next time, folks. Thank you for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao for now.
Thanks for joining WWT. Don't forget to like us on all social media platforms at WW Talk Pod. Like and subscribe on all video and audio platforms like yesterday, my G. And check out our website at www.talkpod.com. Thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.